If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Can't beat Raven.
Can't beat Raven cash jackpot $1,700. Powered by Downy Unstoppables and Wash Scent Beads. Throw Unstoppables into your wash to protect against odors and keep your clothes smelling fresh all day long. It's like music to your nose, if your nose could hear. Downy Unstoppable. Try for under $5. Greg, you ready to play today?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, man.
All right.
Thanks.
Raven's walking out of here. That big door is going to close, and he won't be able to hear us at the soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Bring him back in. He gets the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to win some money today, Greg?
Yes, I am.
Number one, Eddie Murphy has his first Christmas movie out called Candy Cane Lane on Prime Video. He voiced the animated character Donkey in what movie franchise?
Shrek.
Number two, Disney is set to open a Zootopia Adventureland in Shanghai since there's been such a tourist boom there. In Zootopia, the main character, Judy Hopps, is what kind of animal?
Oh, God. A zebra.
Number three, Nick Cannon says he spends $200,000 a year taking his 11 kids to Disneyland. What was the name of the rap improv game that he created for MTV?
Wild and Out.
Number four, Michael B. Jordan crashed his Ferrari into a parked Kia by accident. He wasn't impaired, but when the cops asked him what happened, he didn't give any information. Speaking of Ferraris, what's the name of the new biographical movie about Enzo Ferrari that's coming out on Christmas Day?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
That's okay. That's all right. Number five, Macaulay Culkin received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He was honored by his TV mom, Catherine O'Hara. In the first Home Alone movie, the family was on their way to what European city before she realized she had forgot her son?
Paris.
That's right. Let me bring Raven back.
Oh, yo. It.
3 out of 5.
All right. Not bad. Not terrible. Let's go.
Number one, Eddie Murphy has his first Christmas movie out called Candy Cane Lane on Prime Video.
Okay.
He voices the animated character Donkey in what movie franchise?
Shrek, of course.
Shrek is right. I watched it, the Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Really?
Oh, gosh. It was like a little bit of magic, a little bit of silly, a little bit like I just loved it.
Coming to America 2 was absolutely horrific. So that's good.
Number two, Disney is set to open Zootopia Adventureland in Shanghai since there's a huge tourist boom there right now.
Okay.
In Zootopia, the main character, Judy Hopps, is what kind of animal?
Rabbit, right?
Rabbit is right. Number three, Nick Cannon says he spends $200,000 a year taking his 11 kids to Disneyland.
I don't doubt it.
What was the name of the rap improv game show that he created for MTV?
Wild and Out.
Yeah, you guys are tied at 3. Number four, Michael B. Jordan crashed his Ferrari into a parked Kia by accident. He was not impaired, but did not provide any info to the police when they asked them what happened.
The car is super, super fast. That's what happened.
Right. It's hard.
I always say it's not an easy car to drive something like that.
Speaking of Ferraris, what's the name of the new biographical movie about Enzo Ferrari that's coming out on Christmas Day?
Ferrari.
That's right.
Duh.
Number five.
Oh, my God.
It was a trick question. I'm sorry, Greg.
This is great.
Number five, Macaulay Culkin received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He was honored by his TV mom, Catherine O'Hara. In the first Home Alone movie, his family was on their way to what European city before she realized she had forgot her son?
I think it was Paris, right?
Paris is right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Greg. 5-3 today. That'll get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Well, yeah, you know what they say. I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $1,800 tomorrow, Anna.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.